we begin? We pray. Lord God, grant us wisdom through your word. Amen. In our continuing study of wisdom, we come across this proverb. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. One of the easiest ways of distinguishing a wise person from a fool is to listen to what he's saying. So often the mouth reveals what is in the mind and heart. And Jesus said it, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. So what has come out of your mouth recently? You've had about 10, 15 minutes here to chatter away. And what have you said? Do your words reveal wisdom or foolishness? Think about it. The Bible tells us that a fool is self-confident. Therefore, a fool will quickly answer my question, "Well, of course, my words reveal wisdom." The fool thinks that everything that he is saying is good and wise. As for the wise man, he will keep silent when the question is asked. He will carefully ponder what he has said today. And the wiser the man is, the more he realizes that foolishness is still found in him. Therefore, he will not be quick to justify his words, lest he find himself justifying foolishness. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. And we're even told that a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. So don't be quick to, in your effort to display your superior intellectual ability. More likely than not, you will end up displaying your foolishness. There's an old adage that goes something like this: better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. And Scripture says as much as that. A fool's voice is known by his many words. So are we wisest when we don't say anything? We don't talk for fear that we will make fools out of ourselves? Well, the difference between a fool and a wise man is that a fool chatters all the time, even when he doesn't know what he's talking about. The wise man will speak sparingly, and then only when he has the knowledge to support what he is saying. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. On the other hand, even when the wise man knows what he is talking about, he may remain silent, particularly if revealing his knowledge is going to hurt somebody. Under those circumstances, a prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. So when should we speak? A wise man will speak only when it is beneficial to do so. Beneficial not for himself, but for others. Fools speak only when it benefits themselves. Think of why you're talking. Consider the wisdom of the Apostle Paul. Now, when he had gone over that region and encouraged them with many words, he came to Greece. So Paul did use many words. But these were words of wisdom, not words of a fool. These were words that came from God, and were eternally beneficial for those who heard it. Now, you and I have been instructed in the Word of God. So now, out of the good treasure of your heart, bring forth good things. For we are told that the Word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There was a time when the apostles were ordered by the officials to stop preaching about Jesus. Their response, we cannot but speak the things that we have seen and heard. God, who created our mouths, does call upon us to use our mouths by proclaiming His wisdom. If we who have this knowledge do not speak, then the mystery of the gospel is going to remain a mystery for the lost, and they will perish. Paul asked his people to pray for him, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Another time to speak is shown in these words of wisdom: open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Speak when your words can help, whether they help spiritually or physically, whether temporally or eternally. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. So speak then. But let your guiding principle be that what you're saying is beneficial to others. Speak when you have the knowledge that's going to help those who need it. But if you find yourself opening your mouth only to bring attention to yourself, to show off, then keep silent. Otherwise, what you're going to show off is a fool. We'll pray. Father in heaven, give us the wisdom to know when to speak and when to be silent. And when we do speak on your behalf, give us the words to say so that we may glorify your name and help others. For Christ's sake, we ask these things. Amen. Hymn 495, verse 3.